be long. It is good to be here. I like to come to this meeting. I like to be around church a lot. I never get tired of it. Remember here about 4 or 5 years ago, I went 49 days in a row. 49 days I was in church, right in a row. So I don't never get tired of church. I get tired, but not of church. Amen. So I really like it. Well, I want to look at, if you would, 2 Corinthians 5. Look at a verse there. And verse number 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Amen. That word new creature simply means he's a new creation. That's why the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, in verse 47, it says the first man is of earth, earthly. Second man is the Lord from heaven. You know, that's why the Bible says that you've got to be born again. In other words, something that happened the first time's got to happen again. And I got thinking about John 1 says there's not anything made that Jesus didn't make. When I look at the first creation, of course, you know that a lot of that is like the second creation is in Genesis 1. We know the Bible says in Genesis 1, in the beginning God created the heaven and earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And so the earth, the Bible said it was without any form, void. In other words, it was in disorder. I believe God put everything in order. I believe that's what happens. I've seen that in the last few months at our church, people getting saved. We had one fella that just stayed drunk all the time. His life was out of disorder. But thank God today it's in order. I believe He puts it in order when somebody gets saved. So it was in disorder, but we know also that it was in darkness. Simply that's the way a lost man is. He's in darkness. But Christ is still doing the work. He's doing the work of creation in another way. Let me say this. When God created this earth was on His mind before He ever created it. You understand? And you were on God's mind. You didn't take it God by surprise. God made it. And God began everything. We look here, the Spirit of God began to move. Now, let me say this by way of opening. I don't believe nobody gets saved where the Spirit of God is not moving. You understand? The Spirit of God must move if anybody's going to get saved. That's why I don't think you can just get saved anywhere in the days we live in. I'm like my song leader. He said, I don't want to go to church where God don't want to go. God don't want to go to a lot of these churches. Why would I want to go there? He ain't going. He ain't there. He ain't doing anything there. But the Bible said the Spirit of God moved. The reason I got saved, the Spirit of God moved. I'm not trying to preach two messages, but there's a thought in that. Let me say this, Spirit of God moved before there's any flesh. I'm going to tell you why God's not moving. In a lot of places, there's too much flesh. The Spirit of God moved before Adam and Eve was ever created. You got to get flesh out of the way if God's ever going to move. You understand? You can't have a big bunch of junk. Think God's going to move. I was in one not long ago. Don't take this wrong. If you do, it's your own fault. But they got the kids up there. Little kids got up there and sung the B-I-B-L-E. And they told them a story. By the time they got done with that mess, God was gone. I think when you come to church, you ought to come to worship. It's not a place where we come, as we talked about it this week, where you have a bunch of fleshly stuff. God moved before there's any flesh. Then let me say this. God moved before there's any false religion. Before they sold fig leaves, God moved. God ain't moving where there's a bunch of false stuff. They talk about a message I preached here, I think, about 1991 on a generic Jesus. And that's what we got. We got a bunch of fake stuff. Think we're going to have God. fake Bibles, fake churches, fake preachers, fake music, fake this, fake that. God ain't blessing that bunch of mess. It's a bunch of false religion. Hey, the Bible said the Spirit of God moved before there was false religion and before there was flesh. But let me say this, God moved before the fall. Before sin entered in, God was moving. I'm going to tell you, God ain't going to move. Well, it's a bunch of sin, you understand. God moves in clean churches where problems are taken care of. You understand. I know a church in Cincinnati, a big church. This guy sits on this side. This guy sits on this side. He used to be married to his wife. He used to be married to his wife, and they still go to church together. I'm not for that kind of mess. I'm against that kind of mess. You understand what I'm saying? And then they wonder why God ain't moving in that big cold mess. That's why God ain't moving. God ain't moving in places like that. This ain't the message, but it'll help you. Let me say this. God moved before there's any fear of it. God began to move. You know what Adam did? He hid. God began to move. He said, what's wrong? You said, I got scared of it. God ain't moving where people are afraid of it, where everybody's got to have their hands on it. I said, I want to do revivals here anymore, and I've done them, I think, about 200 of them since 1999. I want to do a couple revivals without the song leader and the preacher. I think we could have a good revival. If you get him set out and shut up, they're afraid God's going to do something. Preacher keeps his hands on the services, and if he'd just let go of it and just let God have it, God would move. But God ain't moving out where people are afraid of it. Well, let me say this. We see how man's saved in this text. Now, let me say this. Number one, we find that he brings light first of all. The Bible said in verse number 3, it said that God said there was light. Now, I'm going to tell you, listen, without no light, I'm going to tell you, that's what started life, was light. Amen. You understand? Hey, there wasn't no life until there was some light. Amen. There's got to be light for somebody to get saved. He said, if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them. Right? That the devil's blind to mind, unless the glorious light of the gospel shines on them. I believe there's got to be some light for somebody to get saved. Hey, there's got to be the light of God. I got saved because I got light. That's how I got saved. Told you I was raised in an environment where they said you just waited to get into the baptismal pool. Brother Richardson was talking about coming to the house. That's been a long time ago. Remember, we had to go up them steps in the back, and they come up there. My mother, being raised church God, she said, I'll tell you what, if he's going to go to church, it sure wouldn't be one of you all's church. But you know what God did? God just arranged that where I could go and hear preaching. And I didn't know what it was to be saved. But I tell you, that night, light came my way. And when light came my way, praise God, it brought life with it. Amen. Hey, this earth here, it said it was in darkness. God said, let there be light. And when there was light, things begin to move. Praise God. Let me say this, where the Spirit of God moves, things move. People move. You know why you sit there like a dead log? Because God's not moving on you. There's no light. There's not much light in the days we live in. That's why there's not many people being saved. Nobody gets saved without light. It started life. And then let me say this. Light was given to sustain life. That's what kept life going. Amen. Got to have light. Amen. You can't plant flowers and think it's going to do anything if you keep them in darkness. Amen. I found out that through some tomato plants. I put some tomato plants next to the house. I just throwed some seed out there, put them, and them things grew up about that tall, didn't have a tomato on them. And I asked the guy up there, knew something about it, he said, well, you got them in the shade all the time. They're going to grow, but they ain't going to have no fruit on it. You understand? God gave light to sustain. You know what's sustaining every one of us? The light of God. He is the light, you understand? He's the light of the world. If anybody gets saved, they'll have to have light. Then let me say this, this light lets you see life. Some people can't see, they ain't got no light. They're still in darkness. They see no value in this meeting. You got members probably here, been members here long, still don't see it. Been in church a long time, and still they don't see no more today than they did 20 years ago. You say, what's wrong with them? They're still in darkness. They never gonna see. You see, the natural man received not the things of God, neither can he know them. The eyes not seen, the ears not heard, things enter into the heart of man. But God has revealed them on us by His Spirit. They don't have any spirit. They don't have any light. That's why they can't see nothing. Stay with me here. Now let me say this. In this work of creation, He brought light and then He brought life. Did you notice? Look at verse number 11. I'm trying to teach something along with this today. The Bible said, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass. Now if you would look down there at verse 12. And the earth brought forth grass. Now look at verse 21. The Bible said, and God created great wells in every living creature. Yeah, listen, things begin to come to life. When the light came, business picked up. Amen. Things begin to move. The grass begin to move out of the ground. The birds begin to move. That's what happened when I got saved. Life began in me. Things begin to move. Things become lies, you see. You say, what's wrong with our old dead churches? Got dead people in them. You can't have a live church with a bunch of deadheads. They've never been made alive. That's why they ain't got any life. That's why they ain't got any life in their singing. I'm so tired of dead singing. It's like the song leader's doing a special. Yes, they sang victory in Jesus. Oh, victory in Jesus. I had a song leader in Florida. I took all I could. I said, now you're either going to have to liven up or I'm getting me a new song leader. I got me one too. Tell you why. He'd sang. He'd on his fingernails while he sang. And you know, oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. That thing got dead and dead. You understand what I'm saying? Deadness produces death. You got a bunch of preachers in the pulpit. Hey, they're nothing but, hey, they've got truth, but they ain't got any life on their preaching. They ain't got any life in their church because they're dead theirself. But now, listen, when this light came, hey, grass started moving, birds started moving. Hey, he said every living creature, you know what it done? It brought life. I believe life produces life. You can't have a deadhead preacher in a live church. It ain't going to work. You can't have a deadhead song leader and have live music. Ain't going to work. And you get used to that dead mess. Now let me tell you, you get used to it, it's easy to get locked in it. We have a woman, I wish y'all would come up to our church sometimes. She'll testify. She goes down the road to another church. It makes me feel so bad. She'll stand up and say, I want to thank God for y'all's church. Y'all pray for our church. It's so dead and our preacher's so dead. I said, Lenore, I got so tired of it right in front of my eyes. I said, won't you leave that dead mess and come down here with us? If I thought that bad about it, I'd get out of it, wouldn't you? I'd leave that dead mess, you understand? Hey, you understand? I'm talking about dead. I'm talking about, listen, when He created it, hey, He gave it light, and that light brought life. Things begin to move. Well, let me say this. How did He do it? Number one, He did it with His Word. God said, let there be life. There's no life without His Word. We're trying to do it without the Word. We try to think a package. Everybody's got a package, $29.95. Let's try this. The world will like that. That'll really get them in. And so we try that. Well, that don't work. Let's try that. I'm going to tell you something. He never told us to appeal to the world. I don't do anything to try to appeal to no sinner. That's the philosophy today. Let's do something that the sinner will like. Let's have a watermelon fry. Amen. You understand? We think we've got to do something. We've got to do something to appeal to. You know what Jesus said? He said, the world's going to hate you. You better watch it when all men speak well of that preacher. That's what they're doing. They're trying to appeal to the world, trying to do something. Now we're doing everything like the world. We do it just like they do now. Everything, we're taking on, can I get all this? That's why he said, don't learn. You remember I was preaching that message. I had a guy to come in on that message on, he said, don't learn the ways of the heathens. That's what we've done. Listen, we took on their morals. We got the morals of heathens. We took on their music. Southern gospel. Let me throw this in here. I say it everywhere I go. You got Gaither on there. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You ought to be ashamed of yourself to have that kind of music in your house. They mix it. They got Gaither and Randy Travis. And now you come to church and you want to sing like that in church. You watch too much TBN. I wouldn't go nowhere of them long-haired mop-head singers. No, none of them. I just go down there. I had to get out of that thing down in Louisville. I started seeing black dots like I was going to pass out. All them freaks down there singing at that convention. They doing that stuff, singing. That's of the devil. That's all of the devil. Yeah. Did you hear me? But it's killing us. Hey, it's killing our church. They're trying to do something without doing it through the Word of God. God said, let there be light. And there was light because God said it. In fact, they're going to get a movie and scare people to hell. We got a movie. It's going to frighten people into hell. God didn't choose a movie. God didn't choose a Passion of Christ. God chose the Word of God. I've learned one thing. If you use the Word of God, it'll get the job done and you'll have something that's real instead of something that's fake. Amen. Well, he used water. He divided the waters. The waters upon the face of the deep. You understand? He used water, praise God. You say, well, what are you talking about again? No, water in one place is type the Holy Spirit. You know that. That's why when you got rain in the Bible, it's a picture of the Holy Spirit. See, whatever water hits, it softens. We're trying to do something without Him. We're trying to do... Here's what they're doing now. They're trying to do a sacred work with a secular means. Trying to do it like the world does it. That's why I'm so glad where I'm at now. I've told them our church is not a democracy. Hey, the most votes don't win around here. Church is not a democracy. Amen. Matter of fact, it's just a majority of my people that does right. I mean a minority, not a majority. That's why a minority runs our church instead of the majority. Oh, I know that's not popular. God, listen, He used water. Listen, if you're going to get anything done, you're going to have the Holy Spirit to rain down on your place. It softens, you know. Whatever rain hits, it cleans. I tell you, have a good church. Get the Holy Spirit. Quit worrying about that other junk that you're trying. Some places I go to, by the time they get with their junk, God's already gone. God's not interested in all that mess. I had one where the guy would read the bulletin. I'm sitting there, he's reading this bulletin. Well, today, this afternoon, Mary's Grace class will meet at 2 o'clock. 1 o'clock, who's going to Atlanta Braves game? Raise your hand if you're going to Atlanta Braves game next Monday. Oh, the fisherman's class will be out here. They'll have a fish fry Thursday. Went out to eat with this preacher, and he could tell there's something wrong with me. And Linda got to kicking me under the table. He said, I don't know what happened this morning. What do you think? Well, what something went wrong. He said, it was going good that he done that mess. And that's when I told him, I said, God, not interested in your bulletin. He was interested in meeting with you, not reading about your bulletin. And his wife said, I told you, Roy, that stuff's killing us. I said, you need to get rid of all that junk and go back to having church. Amen. Well, it was done for the world. He did it with the water. He did it with the word. He did it for the world. He put it in the world. Hey, he done it for all. I'm glad he died for all. But let me add this. You ain't getting saved unless he moves your way. Ain't nobody getting saved. Hey, we've made it. Now, don't take this wrong, but we've made it so easy. You don't have to do anything to get saved. You don't have to believe anything. But the Bible said we're saved through belief in the truth. You do got to believe something, believe it or not. I know they teach you don't have to believe anything, but you do have to believe something. I don't believe this bunch of junk. I believe you're going to have to believe something. Let me say this. They've got this philosophy, everybody's right. No, not everybody's right. My mother told me one time, she said, you think you're right? I said, you want me to get up on Sunday morning and say, I'm going to preach, but I believe I'm wrong. Wouldn't that be silly? There's one way to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. If you don't believe that, you go to hell. You got to believe something to be saved today. You got to believe something if you're going to get saved. Now watch this. He brought light. Then it brought life. Then let me say this. He bore the labor. Look at chapter 2, verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished. Jesus on the cross, you know what he said? It's finished. You say, what's your apostle? You don't have them. It's already finished. There's nothing you can do. Amen. You hear me? Hey, it's all the work of a redemption is completed. I was telling that day at the table, I was reading about this old preacher. I thought it was pretty good. He gave an illustration. This old preacher was telling about, and he's talking to a Church of God preacher, and he said this. He said, explain to me that eternal security that Church of God did. And that old preacher said, now I got this on tape. It's kind of funny. Listen to him said it. He said, it's like this. He said, if a man's got $1,000 and he's carrying it on himself, and he's keeping it. He said, Paul said, he's able to keep that which I committed. But he said, you take a man's got $1,000, if he's keeping it, he said, he'll pull that $1,000 out and he'll count it to make sure he didn't lose any of it. And he said, he's constantly counting, making sure he didn't lose it. But he said, you take that same man, let him take that $1,000 up to the bank, he quits worrying about it. Because it's not his responsibility to keep it, it's the bank's. He said, if I lose that, it'll be God's fault. It's not my job to keep it.
Amen.
It's kept by the power of God. It's not kept by me, praise God. I'm glad salvation's of God, and God has finished it. Now, you know what I'm saying? People's not finished. They're still working on theirs. Hebrews 5:10 says this, if you enter into His rest, you know what you do? You'll cease from your own works. I got baptized twice in the Church of Christ, and I never did want to get baptized again after I got saved. You know what they've done? They've not ceased from their own works. Now, I'm going to tell you, they're tampering with the grace of God in these Baptist realms. You don't believe that. You go down where I've been, South Carolina, North Carolina. They'll say they believe in the grace of God and turn around and say, now if you do this, you're lost.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what that is? That's frustrating the grace of God. That's tampering with the grace of God. I'm going to tell you, it's finished. Hey, it's all finished. Redemption's done for all mankind. Sun down and take a rest. Praise God. He said, come on to me, all you heavy laden. I'll give you rest. He's talking about rest, trying to get saved. Hey, yeah, all right, you ain't got no rest. Listen, he said there's no rest for the wicked. You won't ever be satisfied if you realize it's done. He did it. Now, what he did, he finished the work and then he formed man. He started forming man. You know why? Listen. You cannot be formed of God until the Spirit of God moves on you, you understand? And realize, hey, the work's already finished. He wants to form you, make something out of you.
Amen.
I'm telling you, there's a push for work salvation in the Baptist realm. Because if you say the Holy Spirit's got anything to do with it, they'll call you a hyper-Calvinist. And I'm not one. But you ain't getting saved. Do you understand? This bunch of I get saved when I want. No, you get saved on God's time if you get saved. You get saved when God moves your way. You get saved when God calls you. No man can come to the Father. Hey, no man. No man can come to Him unless God draws him. Now we got people trying to form themselves. I had a guy down, I was telling him down in Mississippi, I was preaching a meeting down there. This guy got up there and said, now if you put your kids in a public school, you're lost. I hollered out, ain't no truth in that. There ain't no truth in that. There ain't a bit of truth in that. So he got on television, said, if you got television, you're probably lost. He said, if you can watch one of them. I got to preaching on the grave out running. See him? He was sitting there. Damn, did I get in the flesh on that. I got right in front of him. I said, I've got five of them. I love every one of them. And I'm still going to heaven. A lot of people don't believe that. Do you know what? See what they're doing? They're trying to finish the work for God. You cannot finish the work for God. You can't patch things up with God. You understand? He said you make it worse when you try to patch it up. You need a new garment. You can't fix that one you got. You need God to do the work on you. I'm afraid that's what's wrong with us. We got too many trying to do their own work. Well, let me say this. Christ is doing the work in creation. And then I see Christ and God in the calling. Now, let me say this. God moved toward Adam before Adam moved toward God. I love Him today because He first loved me. Now, notice something about it. Look at chapter 3 in verse number 9. First thing He does, He deals with Adam's sin. Verse 9, He said, and the Lord God called Adam. Do you see that? And said unto him, where art thou? God called Adam. Verse 11. He said, who told thee that thou was naked? Has thou eaten of the tree? You know what he's doing? He said, I'm going to deal with your sin before we go any farther. You know what's wrong? People don't want sin dealt with. No kind of sin. That's why they go to a church that preaches a universal doctrine. I mean, you know, really, somebody said like this, and it's true. You got to be a real good preacher to preach an hour and never say nothing about sin. You're talented. I'm so sick of these conferences and retreats. They ain't going to say nothing about sin. I can tell you that right now. I ain't going to deal with a real problem. He said, I want to ask you about your sin first before we go any farther here, Adam. He said, what have you done? He said, before you go any farther, you're going to have to come clean with me. I tell you what, we don't have anybody coming clean anymore. Woo! They're not coming clean. I said, no, Dan, I'm not going to get it. But we let them sneak to God anymore. We deal with them somewhere else because we're afraid we're going to embarrass them. Now, I got saved. I didn't care who was looking. I didn't care who was looking. Hey, I'm glad you didn't have to say, now you're here, now close your eyes. Nobody looking around. We don't want to embarrass you. You can keep your pride and come to God. Come on.
I hate that man.
That's all about a sinner keeping his pride.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, a sinner ought to feel awful when he comes in here.
Yeah, man.
Hey, did you hear me? He ought to say, hey, I feel pretty bad being around them people.
I feel miserable, ain't me.
Now we make it so comfortable. Let's look like them. They'll like it. These preachers sound like they sound like John McCain or one of them. It's not, I don't know what it is. It's not preaching. I believe preaching has anointing and it has a movement to it and it touches people. See that old dry, dead religion stuff? Did you hear what I'm saying? I believe preaching cuts and I believe you can feel it. And I believe it does that, don't you? Amen.
Thank you.
But what he did, he said, I'm going to deal with your sin. Second of all, he said, I'm going to deal with that serpent. He said, I'm going to come here, serpent. I'm going to deal with you too, amen. I'm glad he's already dealt with the devil.
Amen.
So you got a deal? No, hey, he's already dealt with the devil, praise God. But listen, he ain't going to get the devil off you till we deal with your sin. I get so tired. I had a woman in our church. She had a granddaughter with her. Come in. She had an earring in her snout. She had purple hair. This is my granddaughter. She's a good girl. Lie, lie, lie. You know what's wrong with her? She don't want that girl's sin dealt with. She said, now if you all go to King's Island, you know, now she's not going to dress like the other girls, but I want you to know she's a good girl. Let her go because she's lost. I quit doing that stuff. All they do is taint your other ones. Amen. I'm going to tell you, I'm glad I got some good young people at Amen. Victory Baptist Church. Hey, they look good. They walk. Hey, well, I just ain't going to put up with it. Because all you end up with a bunch of junks, all you end up with. I got some good quality young people. Because as soon as it starts, I put it out. I had one boy in the church, he couldn't talk without saying, hey, man, what's happening, man? I said, you talk like that bunch out there. Come up to the other boy and bump chest with him. What's happening?
Lord have mercy.
I said, we're Christians. We don't do stuff like that around here. This is a church house. You know what we don't want to do? We don't want to deal with sin no more. That's why nobody don't say anything. Amen. I had a woman that's come to church and wanted to sing. And I told Linda, I said, now, her dress is getting worse every time she got up. It was getting worse and getting worse. I said, I'm going to take all I can. I said, she wants to sing tonight, I'm going to tell her. Here, sure enough, here she come. She said, I said, well, let me just talk to you. I said, we try to have standards on people that sing here. She said, well, I am a member, you know. I said, well, we can't have that. And so she sat down. I was preaching out of there, Jeremiah and Jehoiakim being down in prison. And so after the service, I seen her standing back there. You can just see her, boy. I mean, them old horns, she just looking at me, boy. And she said, I want to tell you something, buddy. I said, I ain't buddy, first of all. I'm not buddy. I'm the pastor around here. I said, we don't have no Hollywood singing around here.
Amen.
I tell you, a pretty good guy I had to sing. I told you all about that. Had Mark Bishop. But I took him aside. I said, now I'm going to tell you something. The first time you say Dove Award, I'm going to set you down. We don't care how many Dove Awards you have. Don't care how many gospel gold albums you have. We ain't here to hear about you.
No.
I said, you sang decent, it'd be all right. We don't want no twisting. We don't want no TBN. I don't want none of that Louisville crowd down there. I don't want hoppers and hoopers and all that bunch of junk. I said, you get up and act like you got some sense. We'll have a good time.
Yeah.
And you know what he did? He proved to me he could do it. He done a good job. You know what people don't want? They don't want no sin dealt with, and they don't want to go to a church where sin is dealt with. And so what the preacher does, listen, he keeps his convictions and he just don't get on it real good. He just kind of gets around it and talks about it instead of dealing with it. You know what God did? He said, Adam, I got to deal with your sin before I deal with the serpent. And then in chapter 3, verse 50, he told him about a new seed. He said, I'm going to tell you about a new seed. I'm going to tell you about somebody that I'm going to put between you and that serpent.
Hello.
You know what we're doing? We're telling about everything but Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, we're having everything in churches anymore. It's become nothing but a big social thing. You understand? I got one to hear about 3 months ago. Come and hear this guy speak on diabetes. I don't want to hear about diabetes at a church house. Church ought to be left for church. It ought to be about prayer and praising. You understand? That's what the Bible says. But we've turned it into everything else. And then we can't understand why don't we have spiritual young people. Because you feed them that carnality, and that's all they want. Y'all still with me here? See, I see in his calling, God, Jesus is like God in his calling. He's like him in creation. But notice, he's like him in his coming. Now look at chapter 3, if you would. Look at the way he comes. Look at chapter 3. Look at let's look at verse 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her. He did eat. Now watch this. And the eyes of them both were open. Now you know when God came to them, I'll tell you when he came to them when their eyes were open. If your eyes don't get open, you ain't getting saved. God's got to open your blinded eyes. People are blind today. Why do you think they stay in that dead mess like they stay in? They're blind. They don't even know what real is anymore. They don't even know when it's got God on it, when it ain't got God on it. How's that Dollywood Monday? I said, I want you to listen to this bunch of junk, son. I said, come in here. I want you to look at this big bunch of singers in here. Nothing but a bunch of I'm glad they're doing it there. But you know what's sad? They're doing that in church houses.
Yeah. Right.
They had a gospel group up there and had a banjo, and one was a picket and doing like we're doing, and the other was doing this other one, and the other was doing that. Had four or five. You know what it is? Just a bunch of entertainment. Ain't nothing about God. You know what? And I'm glad for the Rochester. You know, a lot of them gospel groups that you know need to do. They need to put on the side of their bus, this is for entertainment purposes only. This is nothing about God. It's about entertainment purposes only. They ought to put it out there on the sign. I'll go for it. Charge me $12 and I'll go in. Let's make it what it is and quit acting like God's involved in it. If you can't look at that Penrod, that big long-haired freak, and think there's something wrong with him, you're blinded. Your eyes ain't never been opened if you don't think there's something wrong with that. But you know what? Everywhere I go, if I say one thing about it, I feel so much resistance. You know why? Because they got stacks of them VHSs in their house and them DVDs, and they watch that mess when they get around the pen and everybody sings. If you say anything about it, you know who they'll make the bad guy?
You.
Me.
Right. That's right.
Caleb and them was singing down in South Carolina here the other day. Had a group up there and they had the tips of their hair dyed blonde. They was doing y'all song. They said it was funny. So they was going, send the rain, send the rain, send the fire, send the fire. So old Caleb got up there and said, I'll drop my anchor on the other side of the Lord. They went on glued to that place. Hey, they started shouting the house down. That bunch over the old dyed hair. Wonder why they didn't like us. I warn all groups. I don't warn you all that. I warn everybody. You got to watch it, as talented as they are. If you don't watch it, it becomes entertainment.
Right.
Still, what God's got you out here doing.
Yeah.
You better watch it.
Yeah.
You know what you'll start sounding like? An album.
Yeah.
Instead of people.
Yeah. Right.
You will. I've seen it.
Yeah.
But you know what the Bible said? He came, and when he came, their eyes were open. Number two, they were naked. Couldn't hide nothing when God... You know what? That's why people don't like preaching. You can't hide nothing. See, that's why they like reproving. That's why teaching's big. See, that word reprove, it means this. It means to convince. But reprove, now it means to correct. They don't mind you convincing them something, but don't correct me. That's why they don't want no preaching. See, teaching don't have any rebuke in it.
Right. But preaching does.
I'll take it, but I ain't taking no loudmouth preacher right now.
Right.
You know why? Because it reveals your nakedness. You can't stay around. I've learned from our church, they either go that way or they go that way. They don't stay around long. If you preach anything at all, they're going to hit the road.
Right.
But here's what happens. What you do keep is a lot better. Amen. Oh yeah. See, you can't get around, man. That preaching, what he'll do, God will start walking like he did in that garden. He'll start walking in that garden, and when he starts walking in that garden, you know what he's doing? He's revealing everybody. I told you, that's why in the Bible, that garden is a picture of the church, you know.
Yes.
The fact that, you know, Adam got his instructions in that garden. That's where you ought to get yours.
Right.
This is your garden. Here's where you get your instructions at.
Amen.
You know where Adam got his wife at? He got her in the garden. That's why you're to get your mate in your church.
Amen, brother. That's good.
You know where he blessed them at? He didn't say, now when you want a blessing, go outside the garden.
Right.
You know where he blessed them at? Blessed them in the garden. Everything they need to eat, you know where it was? It was in the garden. He didn't say, when you get hungry now, go outside the garden and get you. No, it's all right there for them.
Right.
You see, and God walks in the midst of the garden. And listen, that's why people don't like preaching so well, because what it does, it'll strip everybody down and say, "You look what you are."
Right.
See, when God came calling, their eyes were open. And they was naked before God. In other words, God said, "You can't hide anything. I see everything." Now you take an old church where there's not no spirit moving, and there ain't no preaching going on, and sin ain't preached against. You can hide a lot of stuff. You can cover it up. My cousin joined a church up there in Cincinnati, that big church up there in Cincinnati. She said, "I like a big church. Small churches, they know your business too much." You know what she's saying, don't you? I can live like a devil and get in that big mess. No, Jesus, there's something about that when he said, "What man having 100 sheep?" He didn't say, "What man having 4,000? Must be something about that 100. Come up Owen County, you know, we're one of the biggest sheep counties in the state of Kentucky, is Owen County. A guy told me personally, he said, "You can't take more than about 100 of them at a time. Not one man. If you think one guy can pastor 4,000, you're still blinded. I don't believe that 5 seconds. You won't see them doing no church discipline." Church of Cincinnati took my cousin in. Church of Christ took him in, didn't rebaptize him or nothing. Stunts, Church of Christ. Members of a Baptist church in Cincinnati. Preacher said, "Well, we take them in like that and teach them later. They ought to get that thing taken care of." I don't do that. I ain't going to do that. I ain't going to take no cult's baptism. Well, let me get on. I'm just about done. Look here. He came when their eyes were open, came when he was naked, and then he came when they need him the most. He said, you eat of that tree, you're going to die.
Right.
You know, when he came to me, when I needed him most. I was down one time, I'll tell this and I'll quit. I was down in Dale Holler Lake. I don't know, some of you might have heard me tell this years ago. I was skiing on Dale Holler Lake with no life jacket. And I was going down through there about, I don't know, probably 40 miles an hour. I mean, just skiing along. And the guy in the boat kept going. So I was out in the middle of Dale Holler Lake, and it's 50 feet. I already knew because we'd fished it. It was 50 feet where I was at. He kept going, and I'm out there dog paddling, you know. And the wind was up in that lake. I'm doing like that. And speedboat's coming by, and I'm putting my hand up because I didn't want somebody to run over me. Well, and I seen him turn around, and I started to, and I'm telling you what, my legs started cramping, and I did. I went down about 2 foot, and I came back up, and I thought, if they don't come, I'm going to drown. And I went down again, I came back up, and man, I was trying to stay up, and they was looking for me, but they couldn't see me because them waves just like that. And I remember I went down about 5 foot, and I thought, I gotta try to do something. And I came right back up one more time. And I remember black dots. I was getting ready to pass out. I could see black dots. And I was like, trying to holler. Nobody couldn't hear me. And then I remember going down. I thought, I'm going down. And I went down. About the time I went down, a man by the name of Talbridge Henry reached out and got me, said, don't fight me. I'm just trying to save you. That night at Carthage Baptist Church, God came my way. He said, don't fight me. I'm just trying to save you. Amen. Praise God, He came to me. When I need Him the most, that's when He came to me. I quit fighting God, and I let Him save me. That's what you need to do. Let God save you tonight. Hey, let God save you. Quit fighting Him. Some people fight Him with religion. He can't stand religion. I can't stand it. We've got a form of godliness anymore. It's just a form of church. We got pews, we got this, we got that, but it ain't church. Amen. I know everybody deals different. I lost two families. I counted out there one morning, Brother Broughton, and David, I appreciate David Chancery. I looked out there and I had about probably 16 men in the service. And 9 of them were sleeping. So I got up there and I said, now I want every one of you to go home this morning and get you some sleep. You stayed at Walmart too. I ain't sleeping to a bunch of sleeping heads. I said, I'm going home. Y'all come back tonight if you get you some good rest. And I just went home. Didn't even have church. And poor David come back that night and said, preacher, we stayed out way too late while I was sleeping. They got to talking about why they're sleeping. You know what God did? God moved in that place. I lost them two families. Now, I'm not kidding now. We had 6 saved after that. See, when you deal with something and you right. deal with it with love, and I did do it with love.
Amen.
I said, it's a shame that we can't have church. And I don't have old church. I've only got 2 people in my church over 40. I said, you all's in your 20s and 30s. You don't take medicines. You don't. No calls for you to come and sleep at church. See, it has to be dealt with. I'm going to tell you, God dealt with me. He came, He called me, dealt with my sin, dealt with the serpent, dealt with my situation. Now listen to me, I was naked before God. You understand? Naked before God. My eyes were open. Say, when did He do that? When I needed Him the most. Do you know when Talbidge Henry saved me out of that Dale Holler Lake? When I needed Him the most. When I realized, I came to this conclusion, I'm drowning. I did not fight Him. You know what I did? I just let Him drag me in the boat. That's what happened when I got saved. I just quit trying to get saved and it said, God save me. You know what He did? He did it. But all that happens in the work of redemption. Amen. Brother Richard, you come.